This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Şengün has officially become a hated person in Warrior fan circles. The Steph Curry thumb injury has now become center stage national info. Isn't it interesting? That thumb's been injured the whole time. The whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's a story. Now it's a story. That, to me, is brilliantly played by the Warriors.
You save it for when you need it. Well, you don't burn that card in game one. Well, you wait until now where you're coming home for pivotal game six, yeah. And it's been a thing. And he's had the rap on it, but now it's a thing because you needed to play that card.
Well, it's interesting because they got led to making it a thing. Like, they didn't bring it up, but reporters suddenly started bringing it up. Do you think that are they purposely going after his thumb? Draymond's like, it's obvious.
Yeah, it's obvious.
It's completely obvious. Well, it's been obvious, right? Like, it's not the first game where this came up.
You and I talked about it on Monday.
Exactly.
And, you know, we talked about what the strategy was, and I called it brilliant. I'm not happy that they're doing it. I'm not happy that he's hurt, but if you're the Rockets and you want to limit the best player maybe on the planet and he's got a bum thumb, that's what you do. You try to get the thumb and you try to do what you can to try to win the game. That's just pro sports.
You and I vehemently disagree on that.
Yep.
I actually have some quotes from Jalen Rose. We can get into this in a little bit. From Jalen Rose, who purposefully hurt Kobe Bryant years ago in the finals, admitted it later. But to me, and I'll just leave this here, and then we can get back to these calls. If you do that, and you call it brilliant, and you say that's pro sports, I don't buy that, actually, because if you do that, if you go after an injury purposefully, you know, not like Steiny said, oh, we're going to target that guy because he's a weak point. No. If you're targeting the body part, you are literally trying to knock somebody out of the game by going after their injury. You are fully admitting that you can't beat that person straight up. You're admitting that you're a worse player. You're admitting that you're a worse team. And so I do not believe that all teams in pro sports would do this.
No, all teams would not do
it. They would not. If Dylan Brooks had an injured ankle, as he threw out yesterday, I don't think the Warriors would go after his ankle in a desperate attempt to get him off of the floor and out of the series.
And he's not Steph Curry.
Exactly.
So if you're going up against Steph Curry, who is the greatest warrior in history, and he's one of the best players in the league right now, and he's giving you the business, well then, if you realize that you can't stop him, and maybe that's part of the admission, then the only way to maybe contain him is by clutching him, holding him, grabbing him, and going for the thumb.
I think that's out of line. And again, I think it's an admission of weakness. But we can get into that in a little bit. I think actually it's part of what Peter, who's on 101, wants to talk about. Hi, Peter. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you guys? I enjoy you all the time. You keep me company. I'm always on the road.
Thank you, Peter.
But you bet. But as far as the whole targeting thing, you kind of took the words out of my mouth. To borrow from another league, the NFL – they actually specifically have a targeting rule. And I think this is a pretty easy fix from the rules. You have like a basketball play and you have a targeting play. And, you know, there's that those in-between things that are kind of hard to tell, but it's almost like the same thing of flopping that they kind of slacked up on after they put that rule in. But, you know, when it's obvious, it's obvious, and they watch the monitor, you just like when they call a timeout, hey, that was not a basketball play, it wasn't just inadvertent hands part of the ball thing. They were doing it on purpose. They look at the play. Does it constitute targeting? And if it does, foul and free shots and all that. So that's and then I just have one little PS to that, which has nothing to do with this, just pet peeve, just for fun throwing this in. The Beard Harden made this whole Euro step, jumping up in the air, landing, taking another step. It's up and down, traveling, whatever you call it. And how many more steps are we going to have in the league before it's like sprinting the whole court before it's not traveling anymore? But that's what I have to say. Forget the PS, but the main thing I talked about, I'll listen to your comment.
Yeah, Peter, thanks very much. Well, first of all, the comparison to, as he called it, targeting in football is not about targeting a specific injury. It's about targeting the head. Always. Targeting is about the head.
Right. Right.
So I don't know if there's an immediate, you know, spillover to the same kind of thing we're talking about with Steph Curry. I'll meet you halfway. I'm not saying that what you're saying doesn't happen.
Right.
It absolutely does. I don't believe that it should, number one. But number two, I mean, none of us are going to come out here and say that and stop it. But I do think it's a weakness. I think it's an admission that you're not good enough to beat somebody straight up. And,
right.
And by the way,
I'll allow that to be the case.
And if you're a two seed, that's weak.
Well,
that's weak.
I won't dwell on the seeds because the difference between a 2 and a 7 yep. is more narrow okay. than ever before
Fine,
in the Western Conference in the history.
If you're a good team, why don't you think you can just beat the Warriors?
Because you're not as good as the Warriors and you're not as skilled as the Warriors. And
that's our opinion, though. I don't think that's theirs.
Whatever their opinion is, you're down 3-2, and last night you were down 3-1. So the results so far are indicative of the fact that they've beaten you 3 of the 4.
Yep.
They beat you 3 of the 5 in the regular year. So you've played them, what would that be, 9 times going into last night, and the Warriors are 6-3. So the proof is in the pudding. And the head coach, Ime Udoka, is a very tough customer. He was as a player, and this is the way he approaches it. And the whole idea of targeting and cheap or not cheap, the rules are pretty clear, but the interpretation is a little vague because if the contact to the shooter's hand is incidental after the release, it's not a foul. And if it is excessive or hostile, or if it interferes with the follow through, then it is a foul. So the referees have to in real time determine, okay, did he finish his follow through? And even if he finishes the follow through, if Dylan Brooks then comes in with a karate chop
yep.
and hits the hand and it's deemed excessive
not
or hostile, yeah, then it's a foul. But it's the gray area is pretty broad and the referee has to interpret the act.
I think I should play this for everybody right now.
You don't think about it. If it's a foul, they should call it. That's it.
And by the way, he said that twice. Like, I think there's a very, very important part of this. And actually, Grandy and Lucas, take your time, but is there a way to go back and recut Steph Curry saying, if it's a foul, it's a foul? Because
he said it twice.
He said it twice. And there's a reason he said it twice that I think is incredibly important. This was his response to the question.
You don't think about it. If it's a foul, they should call it. That's it.
And then he waits 2, 3, 4 and leans back in and goes, if it's a foul, they should call it.
Yeah.
The second part of it is clearly directed straight at the league and straight at the officials. The first part is answering the question in the room. The second part was directed at the officials. And that's the kind of subtle stuff that I think really plays in a playoff series, because you better believe when the face of the league does something like that, it lands. It lands, they listen, and I think it's going to be in the room tomorrow night.
Agreed, and I think a lot of it is determined by who the crew is, but you know, the seed has been planted, and what did we talk about before? Well, you know, they're holding Steph and they're restricting the freedom of movement. And he didn't necessarily complain about it, but the coach had mentioned it and we all talked about it. And then you get back to the game three, I think. And there was a couple of quick ones where he was being held off the ball. And now we're going to call it because attention was drawn to it. And I do think this one is a point of emphasis that they have to look at, not only because it's Steph, but because it's a rule. And if it's a foul, then call it. And he's right.
Yeah. And it's not incidental. Like, that's what I think we've sort of all arrived at. It's not incidental. Like,
I'm sure sometimes it is.
I mean, again, the point of contention is this. The league has stated at the start of this year, or maybe it was last year, that in the act of shooting an outside shot, if the ball has been released and you're trying to challenge that shot, and your hands kind of connect on the follow-through after the ball's been released, that's not a foul. But as Steve Kerr detailed last night, what that has led to is players being smart and going, oh, so I can whack the hand after the ball leaves. Well, no, that's technically outside the rules because it's not incidental, it's purposeful. But that's very, very difficult to notice at full speed and within the game. So players are smart and they take advantage of a rule and move it a little bit further down the road. Steve says they're going to probably look at it and change it next year, but that doesn't do anything for anybody right now. What I think is going to happen tomorrow night is the officials are clearly going to have eyes now on whether or not this is truly incidental contact after the release, or do they feel like teams are going after teams. The Rockets are going after Steph's hand after the release of the shot, which everybody with the Warriors believes they clearly are. And if that's the case, I think you're going to get some calls on that tomorrow night. And by the way, if you do, holy hell, that's 3 points.
Pretty much.
Because those are going to be threes.
You know, odds are it's going to be 2.8 out of three. He makes 90% or so. And I don't think that they're going to change the rule. I was texting with a couple of officials, friends of mine, and the league did some work to scale this back because too much of the three-point shooting was any contact before they changed the rule. It was always a foul. To your point, I'm looking at all of the shots that Steph Curry took last night, and his second three of the game, Warriors are down 13-8. He pump fakes Şengün. He gets an open three. Guess who's coming to close out? Your favorite and mine, Dylan Brooks. The shot's away, and Brooks basically just
whack.
Yeah. No foul. And it was clearly after the release, and it was not, in my opinion, incidental. And these are the ones you look at and you go,
of course it's not.
I mean, incidental is when I challenge you and our hands meet and
on the follow through.
Right,
yes.
Even after the follow through, if I close out late and I'm up trying to block it and our hands meet with a high five, that's incidental. This man comes out and just,
he's swinging.
Yeah. It's a full on clatter into the wrist and into the hand.
Dylan was asked about it. Here's his answer.
No, I've been playing the game. Shoot. If you're going to come play the game injured or whenever you got, it's all about the game. You know, if I had an injured ankle, I would attack that ankle every single time.
Okay. This is a fascinating answer because what Dylan Brooks to me just said, now Steiny very much disagreed. But again, I want to play this for you again. Dylan is asked, are you purposefully going after Steph's thumb? Listen to the answer.
No, I've been playing the game. Shoot. If you're going to come play the game injured or whenever you got, it's all about the game. You know, if I had an injured ankle, I would attack that ankle every single time.
Okay, let me answer it a different way. Yes! Yes! He flat out looked into the media's faces and said, yes, I'm going after his thumb on purpose. To be honest with you, I can't believe this isn't a larger story than it is today. That is dirty. It is a complete admission that you don't think you can win, that you don't think you're good enough to play the Warriors straight up and come out victorious. This is not Dylan Brooks saying, well, we see that there's kind of a weak point, so we want to attack a weak point. No, that's not what he said. What he said was, Steph's hurt, and I'm trying to make him more hurt. That's not basketball. That's dirty. That's an open, public, microphoned admission by Dylan Brooks that he's dirty. And I find that to be a massive turnoff, and I find that to be something that I hope the league is listening to today, and you better have six eyes on that thing.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tomorrow night. That's all.
Yeah, I don't see it quite the same way. And I'm looking at the two contests that Brooks had on Steph. The first one I mentioned where looks to me that he comes in very late, and it was not a shot contest. And he's going after the thumb. And then the second one I'm seeing, and the game's a 30-point game, he actually does contest, and he hits Steph after the shot. And this one seems to me to be incidental. So it's not like every time Steph has the ball that Brooks is out there trying to target the thumb.
I didn't say every time. But when right. You say you see it differently, I'm talking about his quote. Don't look at the actions.
Yeah.
Are you disagreeing that Dylan Brooks right there is saying, yes, I am absolutely going after his thumb.
Yeah, I don't
think that. And you're okay with that?
I mean, I'm not okay with it because I'm a Warrior fan, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's dirty.
What if you, like, it doesn't?
If he's dribbling the basketball and he's got the ball in his hand and you go after the ball, which happens to be connected to his thumb, that doesn't become a dirty play.
No, that's not what he's saying.
This three,
not going after the ball.
Where he goes up to contest a shot and, yeah, he's going to be aggressive knowing that Steph's got a bad thumb. That to me is just...
I don't
grown up pro sports.
I don't think you're accurately portraying what's happening, nor is that accurately portraying what he even just said.
A guy's hurt, basically, you go after the injury. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Bounty.
It's not a bounty.
Yes, it is.
A bounty is when you get paid.
That's a bounty.
A bounty is when you get paid
bounty.
For invoking an injury or inflicting an injury on another person.
Did he get a check last night?
I don't think that Udoka, unless I'm being blind to a handshake agreement, like I'll give you $100,000 extra if you get Steph Curry
out
of the game.
But
that's what the bounty was.
This has already happened with the New Orleans Saints.
Right, is not that.
They were not given extra money.
Bonuses.
It was called Bounty Gate, and you were told, go knock this person out. And by the way, what's different about that is that wasn't even targeting an already existing injury. That was just asking people to go attempt
Absolutely.
To injure people.
And they've Both been doing that in football for decades.
Not at that level. No, they haven't.
Absolutely.
No.
Bill Romanowski used to come on our show and talk about you got to take a 15.
And you just brought up literally the craziest human being in the history of sports.
But he's not a lone actor in pro football.
He is the extreme. There's no question. He is all the way at the end of one spectrum.
You could still look at a football game and know that somebody's got an injury, and you could see opponents going after that injury.
Well,
it happens.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Right.
It shouldn't. And if you're aware of it, league, you absolutely need to do something about it. And I could give you 1,000 examples, especially in the NFL, of where the league has started to come after this.
Well, all they can do is try to officiate the actions as they happen on the floor.
Are you telling me that we can't see this with our own eyes? It's incredibly evident.
Well, you can see it.
You just said it with looking at the replay.
Right. One of the three-pointers that he took where Brooks was guarding him, it looked to me like he committed a foul.
And that's just...
It looked to me like he was... overly aggressive and, you know, violence probably too strong of a word,
yeah.
But and whether or not he did that to try to hurt the thumb or not, I don't have his intent, but just hearing his soundbite, He knows that Steph is hurt.
Yeah,
and that's
only last night that you're watching.
Right.
This has been happening in the whole week and a half.
Exactly. So they've made it known, and you may not like it. It may be distasteful, and I get that.
It's completely distasteful.
It's the reality of pro sports.
Not always.
Not always.
Give me an example.
It's a reality of pro sports.
Give me an. It is.
Right.
And it needs to be legislated out. And if a player is absolutely openly admitting it in open court, that's also another level of this that's totally out of line. Like, I think it's crazy. A coach gets fined because he comes out after the game and goes, I didn't like the officiating. I didn't like that call. We fine that guy, but we're not going to fine this guy who literally just said in front of a microphone, yeah, I'd like to knock Steph Curry out of this series. I would like the face.
That's not what he said.
Yes, it is.
He said, I'd like to knock him out of the series.
No question. He's got an injured thumb. You brought your injury onto the court. I'm going to try to make it worse and get you off of the court. The face of the league. You can't have that. You can't have that. I'm meeting you halfway that I know that there are wackadoodle brains who do this.
Right. This is the playoffs.
It is not. You're making it sound like it's everyone, and it's not. It's not. This is very rare that you would have a player. I mean, Jalen Rose has literally had to do documentaries because he did this in the NBA Finals. This is not something that happens every game at all and to every player. He has talked at length about what he tried to do to Kobe Bryant.
Right.
And admitted it. And admitted that it's wrong. And admitted that he only did it because he knew he couldn't win.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how.
It just happens.
I don't know. I mean, no, it doesn't just happen.
It happens more
than
you think.
It's premeditated.
Right. And it's not okay. Well, you're right. It's not okay. But
it's not okay.
You know what? Tomorrow night, when Steph Curry goes to shoot a shot and Dylan Brooks is on him, he's going to try to hit the thumb.
Well, then he should actually be teed up.
Right. It's not how it works.
It is how it works.
I mean, it might be an incidental contact.
Why is that not a flagrant?
He's not supposed to challenge a Steph Curry shot because he can't possibly contact Steph Curry's thumb.
You can challenge a shot. You cannot purposefully go after any part of his body.
Well, that's on the referees to make that determination.
So do it, refs.
Right.
I know you love them.
Right.
But do it. Do it. Do it. It's that easy.
If you don't think about it, if it's a foul, they should call it. That's it. If it's a foul, they should call it.
If it's a foul, they should call it.
Right.
Okay, so do your job.
And they don't call every foul that occurs. Wow. So
they haven't called any of these yet.
Yeah.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.